Well, when I was looking up what kind is this, and I'm studying, one of the things was that they climb really well. And I thought, Bang is going to be climbing.
I don't need it in my house. I just can't have it in my house. You have to kill the things outside.
Maybe it'll like move on out and gone.
How are you going to know? What if it has babies up in there?
I don't know.
If it's a girl one and it has Boulay's babies and there's little baby snakes all in your house?
They'll just go in the guest room. It's
not. Oh, gosh. Oh, Lord. Oh, Terry.
Back it up, Terry.
Back it up. Gosh. Why would you say that? I'm sleeping with you. Ron can sleep in the guest room.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Everybody to Designer Cornbread episode 182.
Welcome. Well, she did it. She looked at me like, is that right? You nailed it. Nailed it.
I nailed it.
You got your little cup of tea. You're all cozied up.
I am. I do. It's toasted coconut tea.
Oh, nice. I have some of that too.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Well, tell us about your Monday. What you got? And you have a big... You have big weekend things to tell us about.
Well, it was prom in Hardin County.
That's right.
And I'm senior sponsor, so I had to go to prom. And I got dressed up and danced with a couple of boys. And
oh, my.
Sure nobody went behind the curtain and did things they shouldn't. And guarded the door. And
cool. That's a lot of responsibility.
And then my friend Paige, her daughter is a senior, so she was having breakfast after prom. So after prom, we went over to her little party room.
Yep.
And I ate about three pieces of bacon and said, I'm out. I got to go home. This is way past my bedtime.
Imagine those young people, man.
I remember like my prom and I don't know, like, and I was the senior class president. And so, I mean, I had to go. I mean, I had to like decorate it all. Everybody else left me and went to get their nails done and their hair done and all their whatever done. And I mean, I had like 45 minutes to get ready for
prom.
You
were done.
You know, it was not my finest moment at all.
You made it all happen.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was there decorating the gymnasium by myself and had like, yeah, no time to,
oh,
I'm not even sure I got my fingernails bent. I don't know. Anyway, whatever.
Well, I have to say the dress you had for this prom was super pretty.
Thank you.
That was a really nice dress. I really, really like, was it kind of a, was it silver or was it a pink?
It was pink and it had like silver threading.
Oh, okay. I could, cause I'm like, that looks like a pinky silvery. And it was really, very
if I could
nice.
Have found like a grounding wire. I could have just, you know,
you could have plugged in.
I could have,
Joni. Wow. We need all the help we can get, you guys.
Anyway, listen, here is one little funny thing. So I'm sitting there with, Ron and this guy named John Strickland, and John teaches carpentry and stuff out in the shop. And think about the thing, you know, he is this big, I mean, solid muscle, you know, and he, I love it. He's probably my favorite per building. But I mean, he's like taking, you know, those big, big like metal pipes, galvanized steel pipes and stuff. I mean, he's bent it in half. I mean, he is so strong.
He's the Hulk.
He is the Hulk. Oh. And so I'm sitting by him because, you know, if something goes down, that's where I want to be.
That's where you need to be.
But so the DJs are over there and they're kind of elevated. So you can see, I mean, we're looking and there are kids dancing, you know, they're all in a circle. You know, they're cheering and you can see somebody like doing worms and stuff or whatever.
Oh, I love it. I love they still do worms. That makes me happy.
And, so... Anyway, we're sitting there. Well, all of a sudden, the DJs jump off the stage and they run over to the assistant principal Well, we think, okay, they can see something going on that we can't see. So Strick and Ron, I'll jump up and we start running over there. And I turn because I'm looking to see what the assistant principal is going to do. And I turn and I hit John. I said, never mind. They just wanted him to take a picture.
Oh, good. That would have scared the life out of me.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we were ready to bust.
Right. You didn't know what was going on in that circle.
No, no. Oh, so, yeah. So there was, that was all Saturday, but the dresses were really pretty. They were very, you know, most of them very tasteful. And, yeah, I'm glad the long dresses are back.
I am too. Like, just again, because like, when else are you going to get to wear that? I mean, not many of us have that many opportunities to get to wear that.
Yeah.
So it's like, take advantage of it. And I've noticed that too. It seems like I've seen a lot of pictures of, and I guess prom is more the one. It's the more formal.
So the one. Yeah. Now we have a dance called Santa Switch that is a hoedown.
Well, and even homecoming is not
that nice. Yeah. I don't mean that nice.
Not even that nice.
I mean, seriously, I was walking because they're taking pictures. You know, our downtown is all lit up.
Oh.
And I was walking behind a girl. I was going, of course, to Paige's party room is where I was heading. But there's a girl and she's dressed for Santa Switch. And I'm walking behind her down the sidewalk. And I mean, every time she'd take a step, her whole rear end would fall out.
Oh,
her dress was so short.
Oh, honey. I don't know how they sit down. I'm telling you, you can't sit.
There is nothing that would come between.
No, you know, your bottom. It's just all out there.
Yeah, it's all out there.
I don't know. Well, even like I was saying, homecoming is not even like, it's the less for, it's like the short, short dresses, like cute, but like short dress anyway. But prom, I know. I love a good.
Yeah, all just classy, you know. Yeah. I mean, just long and nicely cut and classy.
Oh,
and
I love it.
It was a lot of beautiful girls there.
Nobody spiked the punch. Nothing went down.
All we had was bottled water. We did not have punch.
Okay, that solves that problem.
And cookies. Here's what they do. I mean, they all go, like when I graduated, we had this big dinner before prom and everybody was in the cafeteria. Everybody came to the. So not only did I have the gymnasium to decorate, I also had the cafeteria.
So, the people after you were like, we're not doing that.
Yeah. At some point that ended and now they go different. They either go out to eat or they go to people's houses and they have big, somebody has a before party, somebody will have an after party. You know, it's just all these things. But I do remember. So we had all of that and danced, you know, all night. And then, I don't know, we went and ran around and stuff. I don't know what all we did, but, and then went back to my house for a breakfast that my parents were doing at 2 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, and we stayed, I mean, we stayed,
which is really fun.
It is really fun. But I thought if I had to do that now, there is no way, you know, I was looking because the kids now they'll go eat. They dress up to take the pictures and they go eat and they come to prom for, you know, an hour, maybe two, and they're gone. Usually we are out of there. Prom lasts until 11, but usually we're out of there by 9:30.
And interesting. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
They've got all their after parties.
They've got other places to go. Yeah.
That they don't have teachers guarding every
what?
They do. I know. So yeah. So anyway, so I was thinking, I looked at John sitting next to me, Strickland, and I said, Strick, I hope I don't fall asleep before this thing's over.
We got to take turns staying awake. I mean,
if you just feel a head on your shoulder.
Right. Tag me, like tap me out when you can't. I know you guys, it's real. Oh, we can't be doing all that anymore.
Too old for this. Well, when I did realize while I was there, I thought, you know, this very well could be my last prom because I can retire. I don't know that I will, but I can retire in 3 years. And so I will
you
roll
won't
off
be
senior. I'll roll off senior class sponsor and roll back down to freshman. Well, if I retire, then I'll be done with in their junior year.
You know, someone's going to call you though and be like, I can't go. Can you fill in for me? I mean, you might have one more.
Not when I'm retired.
No, not after that, but now and then. Yeah. I don't even know. After you're retired, they might even still call you. Miss Joni.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. I mean, I'm glad it was a good time. And, you know, it's, so I think, fun to see like you said, everyone all dressed up and all that fun stuff. So
so now we hit the part of the year that's just downslide. Mm. You know, after, you probably all heard me say this, after spring break, they're done. After prom, they're done.
They're really so, done. Yeah.
So normally they have like senior skip. They have a thing called senior skip day. Mm-hmm. It is not school sanctioned. It is not, they just all get together and say, we're all missing this day.
Because what are they going to do?
Well, I mean, yeah, right. It's not an excused absence. It's nothing like that, you know, but they just all take off and go float the buffalo or you know, go skiing or something. I don't know. But that's usually the Monday after prom. So I just went ahead and cleared my calendar because I have so many seniors. I thought that Monday we're just going to have a free day. And then I planned the rest of the year accordingly.
Right.
Well, at the last minute, they changed senior skip day.
Oh, no.
To like May 11th. Well, I mean, I've already got everything detailed out from now to the rest of the year. So today we have Makeup Monday. And I said, if any of you owe me any work.
Oh, good.
Today's the day. You get that in. I'm not taking any more after any late work after today. Today's your day to get it done. Mm. And so anyway, that was what we did. And I said, and guys, if you have kept up with all of your work and you've done it, congratulations, you may have a free day.
There you go. See, so, it pays.
The one, the boy that has a 10 in my classroom and I give them a makeup day, excuse me, he slept. He didn't even attend.
Well, he was tired. Prom, did he go to prom? I don't know.
Didn't see him at prom. That doesn't mean he wasn't there.
But okay. Okay.
So, because I was back in the corner guarding the curtain.
Okay. You were guarding the curtain. Sounds like that curtain is very dangerous. We need to take the curtains down for prom. Like, well, no curtains.
You know, they put all the little sheer curtain kind of thing over the pole. They ran poles.
Oh, I got you. Drape and pipe or whatever.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. But we had to guard the drape.
Yeah, you really do. You guys, nothing good happens behind the drape.
Nothing good.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that sounds amazing. Let's see. I'm trying to think what we did. I kind of had a busy weekend, which is unusual for me. Let's see. On Friday, we went out. Tim and I went out with this couple, the Luxes, Jeff and Maria, who Tim has known. Jeff was the principal at Tim's little Christian school in Rolla when they were growing up.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
And Maria was a teacher there. And like they just have known them for forever and a day. They lived with Tim's mom and dad for a little bit when they moved there or something got out of school. You know, they actually lived in their house with them for a few months while they were waiting to, you know, so they've just been these good, just, you know, dear people to Tim his whole life. So they were in town and we went to dinner, one of our favorite Italian places with them. And then on Saturday, I went to a baby shower for my dear friend, Katie. Her son is expecting their first child in June, Trey and Kelsey. And Trey, let's see. So the boys went to school with her son. So that's how we know them. So, okay. And Hud and his Troy are still good buddies, and Trey and Thatch played basketball, and we did all those things, and now he's having a child. So there you go.
It's so weird to me. I mean, so it was weird to me when, like, the kids that I used to babysit growing up.
Yes.
And I came home, and like, you know, my pharmacist, I used to change his diaper. You know, doctors, I used to change their diaper, and you know, that's a weird thing.
It is.
Now, all of a sudden, now my children's friends are having babies.
And I know.
They're grown people.
I mean, guess. I don't know who gave them permission, but.
Abram, Holly knows Abram. Abram is Caleb's best friend. Mm-hmm. And Abram is going to be a surgeon, and he's in, you know, he's going through all his residency, his medical stuff. And I'm sitting there going, what am I going to do if Abram has to operate on me one day? And I told him, I said, Abram, I don't think I can let you operate on me. I said, and he said, oh, come on. He said, come on, I'll do a good job on you. I'll take good care of you. And I said, no, because some pretty nurse will walk by, and I know you too well. You'll have that scalpel on my, you know, belly or wherever. And
I'm wherever.
Your head will turn and there'll be the scalpel all haphazard.
Don't say that about him, or because he'll do that, not just when you're there. He's got to focus. That boy's going to focus. He's going to be just like on ER and the pit, and it's going to be amazing. That would be really funny, though. I wonder if he'd have to like recuse himself or whatever. You know how they have to like not. Yeah. But if he's the only one, like they're not supposed to operate on friends or family or whatever. But I mean, if that's all you got.
Yeah.
You got to roll with it.
I don't know. I mean, one of my friends is good friends that I grew up with is the voice doctor. Well, and he does like other stuff for me.
I know, but that's not like surgery. Like you can be the doctor, but they.
He could. No, he could have done it. Could have done surgery.
Well, yeah. I guess in small towns, y'all just got to operate on each other whenever you can.
That's right. I mean, it's Doc Baker.
Right. Doc Baker's the only one you got.
Yeah.
Pay him a chicken and get on with it.
Walnut Grove was friends with Doc Baker.
Oh my gosh. I love Doc Baker. So I did that on Saturday. That was delightful. Their nursery is cowboy. So it was a whole little cowboy themed thing, you know, and Katie and then Kelsey's mom, of course, so they laid out a spread like you would not believe. So that was fun. And then on Sunday, we spent the whole, almost pretty much most of the afternoon and day at the Botanical Garden with Susan, with my mother-in-law for her birthday. Good. It was her birthday this weekend. And so we always like to take her to the Botanical Garden, and it was a beautiful day. It was just a perfect day, like warm and sunny, but the breeze was dry and cool. You know, it was just like, oh. It was amazing. So we did that and just wandered around there and then came home. And I am working on a new project in the yard. It's just a little project. But I've got this little area that's just a nothing right up against the house in the backyard. Anyway, it doesn't grow anything. Not like we've really tried. We haven't done a lot, you guys. But our yard is pretty just because it's like grass and trees. So anyway. But there's this little spot I wanted to do I'm doing a rock garden, okay. Rock/toad garden.
Okay.
So Tim has made fun of me because.
Is Tim going to be the one sitting out there?
Is he the toad?
The toad.
No, but he's made fun of me because I wanted a few years ago and I didn't get them. You know, I don't know if I just didn't have a place for them or I was just like, no, I just can't, you know, do that right now. But anyway. I've always loved they sell or make little toad houses.
Yes.
You've seen, I mean, it's a thing.
Yeah, they've got them at Silver Dollar City.
Do they really? At the pottery place?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, that's on my list because I want a pottery one. That's the kind I want, like with the little mushroom shaped top and it's like a little mushroomy shaped house and there's like a little door and sometimes windows and you put them in your places in your garden and the toads come and they like to go in there because it's cool and protected and all that kind of stuff. Well, we've had toads in our yard over the years, just on and off all the time. You know, I'd be out doing something. I haven't seen one for a little while. Probably not a little while, but every year we see. In fact, one year, stupid Biscuit, our dog, the fool, got after a toad. And, you know, I'm trying to get her to not get it because I don't, you know, it was just a whole horrific. Imagine me screaming. Imagine the dachshund just darting her nose at him and blah, blah, and I'm like, blah. And then I get the dog inside. It was a whole scene. I get the dog inside and a few minutes later, I notice, or later in the day, at some point, I notice she's foaming at the mouth.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, she is foaming, like foam is coming out her mouth. And I'm like, what in the world? And it happened to occur to me. I'm like, maybe she, because she was poking at the frog. I was like, maybe she licked or, you know, she touched the frog. And I'm like, toads sometimes have stuff on them. So I quick look it up on the internet. And I'm like, foaming mouth from toads. And they're like, yes, a lot of toads, they'll have a little substance on them as a protection. And it can cause, they're like, it's not a big deal and they'll be fine. But I'm like, I got this foaming dog mouth. She wouldn't leave the toad alone. All of that is to say, I want the toads to come back, and I'm going to have a little house, little houses for them. And I was like, let me make a little rock garden. Cause it's, again, it's a spot that it's right up against the house. It's, the soil is not good. The gutter kind of just spills over on it. It's just never going to be a good spot. So I'll do a rock garden with gravel. And then all these fossils that I've dug out of the yard from many years of landscaping, we have like fossils, like coral, all kinds of crazy, really pretty rocks. And I'm going to make a little toad garden. Aww. I'm really excited. Tim made fun of me. He's like, how do you get the toads to come? And I'm like, well, you
if
just
you build it.
If
you build it, they will come.
If you build a toad house, the toads might come.
Well, tell Tim we have to go to Silver Dollar City now.
We do.
Get toad
house. We absolutely do. I did not realize that. I'm glad you reminded me of that, because I definitely want a couple houses, you know, different ones. And then I have these, I don't know if this will work because I don't want to like keep the toads away. I've got these little lights that I got from, some are really cheap, like the dollar store or five, I don't know where I was. And I saw them and I was like, and they were like $5. They were really cheap. And they're just all kind of one color, like white or cream. I haven't even opened them up. I don't even know, but they're solar stick in the ground, little glow mushroom light. How cute will that be in the toad garden?
Cute. Yes.
I mean, these toads are going to be living large.
You're a shroomer.
I'm a shroomer. So then after Tim made fun of me and was like, how do you get them to come? How do you make them come? And I'm like, well, they just come because they, and my hose is right there too. So I can easily kind of like sprinkle, do a little water bowl or something, you know, fun like that. Anyway. And I was like, well, you just make it a nice place that they want to, where they want to live and all that. And he's like, okay. And then he said something about having to buy me toads. And I was like, no, I want the natural. I want like wild toads. They're not my pets. I'm like, I'm not
bougie toads.
I ain't taking care of them. You got to understand. I'm not going to, I'm building them this nice little place that the wild would, and they also eat bugs, of course. So I'm like, this could be a win-win. And so then I'm like, I can't remember how this came up, but I was like, oh my gosh. I said, Tim, I just want two male toads to come and live there, and I'm going to name them Jeebers and Rougie.
Oh. I said a spider crawling on the back of my
Gosh, I wondered what you were doing. If you had a toad, you wouldn't have that spider up in your house. But I thought if I get two little ones, and I don't know how I'll tell if they're males or not, so really, I'm just going to assume that they are until they, if they have babies or something, then I guess I'll have to rethink that. But Jeebers is after my father-in-law, GB, Gary Broyles, is Roger called him Jeebers, and Gary called Roger Rougie. So if I have two little toads,
Oh my gosh.
That will make me so happy. Anyway, that's all I got. Did I give you the taco update?
There are several taco updates.
No, but now I can't remember. Linda called me and
go ahead.
No, you go ahead. What did I tell you?
She called me too.
Okay. Did she, cause she called me last week. No, I don't think I gave you this update. Okay. I get this call. I'm out and about. And I knew it must have meant she heard the podcast. I knew. I was like, oh, I'm in trouble.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, no. Uh-huh. And so I answered and she said, well, she said, she talks very fast and she's very, just go, go, go. She's like, well, I just want to let you know that the picture that, because the vet we go to when your dog, when you have to put your dog down, they do a really sweet, they do a paw print in ink and they do a picture and they write the name of the dog. We have ours framed in our bedroom on our shelf as every good dog parent would do, of Biscuit. Anyway, she said, well, you know that dog print that they do, that paw print. She's like, I just want you to know that we took that and we've buried that in the backyard next to Grizz.
She called and told me that. I was like, you buried it.
She buried the paw print. So I mean, I just said, she said, I just wanted to let you know that we have done something. And I said, well, I guess.
It's not kept with the mementos or the.
No, again, not sentimental. Ours is framed on our, and hers is now buried in the yard with Grizz as some kind of momentum. And then she's told me, she said that, well, you know who you need to get after is Scott and Aaron. She said, now one of their dog, now I can't remember the dog's name, and she couldn't remember the name. She said, they have his ashes in a box still just sitting there. And so they haven't done anything with that dog. And I said,
at least they picked him up.
Exactly. I'm like, that's not helping your case. At least they have the ashes. You guys, the saga never ends. So now the paw print picture, the little memento, which I would have liked to have had too, if you didn't want it.
My gosh.
God.
Go dig it up. Linda, please go dig up that paw print.
Go dig up the card and get it. It's like...
I wonder if she put it like in a Ziploc bag or something. Or
I doubt it. I doubt it, Joni. I bet it's just laying in the ground. Anyway, that was the update. I promised. I said, well, I'll update everybody. I'm happy to do that.
Well, when she called me, I just picked up the phone and I said, cold-hearted Aunt Linda was Holly's idea.
You threw me under the bus hard. You were like, I'm out.
That's Holly. Holly said it, not
Holly
me.
Holly did it. I didn't do it. I'm your favorite. Don't. It wasn't me. I see how it is. I see how it is. I claim it. It's fine. I take full responsibility. Well, I was traumatized.
If you're just tuning in this week, our last week's episode, the name of it was Cold-Hearted Aunt Linda.
You have to go listen, guys. Go listen just so you know what we're talking about.
And Holly's having some really issues about her very mean Chiweenie.
I am. I just don't have any closure. I don't have any closure. So anyway, that was the latest on that. Gosh. Oh, anyway.
Dingo is buried in my backyard and you might go kneel at his.
I might lay some flowers or pay my respects.
Ron was standing on it. I said, get off of him.
Get off. I know.
Don't stand on him.
Don't stand on the grave. Oh, the disrespect. We're going to have to put up real like markers and big things with these people.
Well, I think what I'm going to do is like get tennis balls and like attach it to like one of those florists stick and stick and make like a tennis ball like
little fencing. Yes. Okay, that'll look great in your yard. It'll just look like trash when people look at it. They'll be like, what is that?
The backyard, and it's under a tree. We planted a tree that's actually thriving now. Because the dead dog is planted next to it. So we do. We call it the dingo tree.
I think so. It's absolutely. Look at the legacy that he's doing. He's growing a tree.
He's growing a tree.
Oh my
All the
gosh.
Other trees are kind of struggling, but the two next to Dingo are thriving.
They're going strong. They're going strong. I love that. See, that's God's way of telling you that he's always with you. Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay, this week on Instagram. First of all, this was the best week on Instagram. I'm glad I was back. Of all the weeks of the year on Instagram, because it was the football draft week. And how many videos did you, I mean, I got served a million and then I kept watching them, which of course just made them every phone call of the people getting drafted and the reactions and the families. I just couldn't stop watching it.
I love it. You know, I mean, it's just so,
so fun.
All the work, all the, I mean, especially like for the parents, I mean, for the kids, all the work you've put in, all this stuff, but the parents, you know, hauling them to this.
Those mamas, and they're all hugging their mamas, and I just,
yeah,
it was so precious, and some of them are just, you know, they're all very just excited and kind of overwhelmed, overcome, but some of them are just like flat out in tears, and they showed some where they had the GM or whoever call, and then the coach came on too, so they were showing them, and you could see how much fun they were having. Like, that's such a great week for them too. Like,
oh, making a dream come true,
making those dreams. Like, it's like you always think about how it would feel to be able to just like go toss money out to people. Like, that's,
yes, yeah.
I mean, they expect a lot. I'm not saying, but it's that feeling of like, oh, you know, I don't know. It was a great week to be on Instagram. So now, like, am I going to have to be a Raiders fan? Am I a Raiders fan now?
You might be. I might be too.
I think I might be. You guys, listen. There was something in the air that night. The stars were bright. Fernando. Okay, he's back, of course. Your favorite, my favorite, our favorite, Fernando. First round draft pick, first pick. And he's going to the Raiders.
Yep.
Now, is anyone else see the irony of that this sweet, very Catholic, practicing, sweet boy, man, I know, is going to Las Vegas to play football? Yep. Is Vegas going to have like a revival? What's going to happen here?
They might. Look, God.
Of all the places for him to go, which I knew, I mean, that was always predicted. They're like the Raiders because they had a first round pick, first pick or whatever. But I'm like, of all the places, the Raiders, and they have such a legacy of as a football team of being such a kind of a, I don't know how to put it in the right words, but the Raiders, okay? Raiders. They've not had the best reputation over the years.
Yeah.
And now he's in Vegas playing.
They're tacos.
They're what?
Tacos.
They're tacos?
King of the Chiweenie.
King of the Chiweenie. Yeah, they are a little rough. They've been a little, not real cuddly. So I think that that was such an irony, but I guess I have to be a Raider fan now.
Might be.
I never thought that would happen, but I definitely want to watch and see, you know, how our boy does, because I hope he does great. I hope he has a great career. Anyway, oh, here comes my dog who shouldn't be climbing up the stairs.
Is he foaming at the mouth right now?
No, he's not. The toads aren't here yet. Jeebers and Rougie aren't here yet.
No, speaking of, can I go back to the toads for a minute?
Of course.
I have tree frogs, and there are some, but like as spring starts, I mean, it is just a whole melody of frogs.
It's such a cool sound.
So loud. And there are a couple that hang out my tent that I've named Tim and Holly.
Because we were yapping at each other.
Yes. Yeah. Tim and Holly. But you can always tell when the snakes come out, because I have all these woods around my house. You can tell when the snakes come out because all of a sudden the croaking disappears.
Oh, all of a sudden everyone's quiet. Shh, yeah. Be quiet. Or they'll get you.
Or they get them. Or
you don't want to be got by the snake. Don't let the snake get Tim and Holly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gosh.
I don't know.
I think they're long dead because that was a couple years ago.
I've got one of those really long, long snakes. What are they? I don't know what they're
called. The black snake, a king snake?
I can't remember what it's called. It may just be a rat snake.
Yeah, rat snake or a king snake. I think they're the same.
It came out of the woods and it crawled across my driveway. I mean, long. I mean, ooh, it was so long. Ron was videoing. He was out there and he almost stepped on it. So he started videoing it. Of course, he has the light on it because it's night. So he's got the light. So I'm sure the snake is now freaked out. It crawls up under the hole where my HVAC goes in.
No.
My house.
Yeah. No, ma'am. Ron would have had to been up in there getting that out that night.
I don't know. You know, they eat rodents and stuff.
I understand. I'm not saying kill it. I'm not saying.
Well, when I was looking up, what kind is this? And I'm studying, one of the things was that they climb really well. And I thought,
I don't need it in my house. I just can't have it in my house. You have to kill the things outside.
Maybe it'll like move on out and gone.
How are you going to know? What if it has babies up in there?
I don't know.
If it's a girl one and it has lays babies and there's little baby snakes all in your house?
They'll just go in the guest room. It's not.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Lord. Oh, Terry.
Back it up, Terry.
Back it up. Why would you say that? I'm sleeping with you. Ron can sleep in the guest room.
Oh,
oh my goodness. Okay. I have a little spicy, well, some spicy take. I don't think it's a spicy take maybe, but it's spicy. I got some words that I just want to say, cause I've heard a few, this is very common. This is nothing life altering, but it's just something that I feel like I want to do a PSA about this. So, parents, do not complain out loud to anyone about how busy you are with your kids' sports and activities and talk and complain and woe is me about that. Cause you know what? You signed them up. You signed them up.
Can I address this for a minute?
You may go.
I just had a conversation with a man just a few days ago, Y'all, the chance that your child is going to go professional is minuscule. I mean, God bless them. They might, but it's minuscule. Well, this guy played baseball, and he was good at it. He said, I didn't really like it, but I was really good at it. And he said, I started playing at 9. But anyway, long story short, he had to, you know, his mom, they did travel teams. They did this. Mm. They moved him. Y'all, it was the most illegal thing. They moved him from one county to another county. The man that had him move, put him in a pool house, bought him cars, gave him money, gave him a quote, air quotes, job, you know, all this stuff that is totally against NCAA regulation. And this is years and years ago. But he got drafted straight out of high school by the Mariners. And he turned him down.
What?
And I said, what? He said, it was the first time in my life that I had control over anything. And he said, and I was tired.
Yikes. Oh, that's so sad.
He said, since I was nine years old, I had been playing travel ball and baseball. He said, not one time in my entire life did I have a normal summer.
Oh, my goodness. And that's sad.
And he said, I finally had control. I finally.
Wow.
But so, parents, when you are, and if your kid loves it, great. And that's not what I'm saying, but make sure that your child loves it and it's not you that's loving it.
That's right. That's right.
Because, I mean, all that time invested, all that money invested, when it got to the point that it counted, he was done.
Yep.
He was out. He was done. And one of the things, and this was the saddest thing he said to me, he just looked at me. He said, you know, all my life, people used me. He said, they used me. And he said, I mean, he said, it really affected me. Like I had to go have counseling.
I bet.
You know, and that was
your dream is not, it may not be their dream.
Right.
Number one. And number two, like, cause the thing that I hear, you know, the pushback from parents, well, they just love it. You know, he just really wants to. And that's probably true. I'm not saying in this case, you know, that's probably true. Cause what kid doesn't want to go hang out with his little buddies and do all the things and do, you know, some kids really do want to do all that. And they're just like, well, he just loves it. And I can't, you know, we can be the only one that, and I'm like, listen, and that's fine. You do whatever you want to do. But what I don't like is the complaining about it. Oh, we're so bad. We had some people they played 5 games on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Their kid, their little, not 9 years old, that's 9 years old had 5 games on a Sunday. Now tell me how your Monday going to school is going to be and going to work the next day. The parent was like exhausted because they had they traveled 2 hours out of town.
Yeah.
And again, I know people, whatever you want to say, but my point is don't complain. Yeah. I don't want to hear one word about it. I don't want to hear how tired you are. I don't want to hear how all you're so busy and oh my gosh, and blah, blah. I don't want to hear it because you signed them up.
Yeah.
And you can unsign them up.
That's right. And that's my thing. And here's my other point. Why is Sunday not sacred anymore?
Listen, that sets you up for a week that you're going the week exhausted.
Well, but I'm talking about church.
Well, yeah, but I'm right.
And even here, I mean, you did not do anything Wednesday night because Wednesday night was also church night. But Sundays, you know, when Wednesdays started being practiced or started doing this, I was like, okay. But Sundays, no. Yeah. Come on, people.
Yeah, when the kids were at, when Thatcher was younger and Avery and they played at our church, had a school, and they played, they let homeschool kids, if there was room, play on those. And so they did, but we were part of the CYC, Catholic and youth organization and or whatever. But we wouldn't play on Sundays. I mean, they'd schedule. So they tried not to schedule. Yeah. Most of the time it worked out where they didn't have to schedule us for Sunday, but every once in a while there'd be a Sunday game and we just forfeited. We're just like, that's fine, you know, whatever. So yeah. You know, it's just, it's fine. Do what you want. But like, again, kind of what Joni was saying.
Make sure that it's what your kid wants to do.
And make or. Sure.
Yeah. Right. And that they're not getting overwhelmed.
Right.
Even if they want to.
Even if they want to. You know what kids also want to do all the time? Eat candy and junk food.
Yeah.
You're the parent and you go, we're not going to do all that because that's not giving us enough margin. And also to what you were saying, and I think most people totally get this, but it has to do with like, is it your dream or you're living through your kid? The point of sports is not to do this professionally or get to college even. I mean, I know that's a part, I know that plays a role with some people. And so I don't, you know, I get that, but that's not the point of having your kids do sport. The point is for them to learn and develop character and hard work and dedication and part of a team and teamwork, winning, losing, all the things. Like, that's the great part about sports for kids, is because it helps them navigate all that. So, I mean, it's funny because, like, example from our long time ago, way back in the day, I signed up Thatcher. Of course, now this will surprise none of you. I signed Thatcher up for fencing at the YMCA. Because again, whatever, they had fencing classes and he was always doing us, you know, lightsabers was all the thing. And I thought, wouldn't that be fun? Like, he could actually kind of do some, he might really enjoy that. And he did. He enjoyed it. He was young. He was the youngest one in the class by like far. I can't remember how old was he. Oh, I can't remember now. Old enough to be, you know, one little bitty, but I can't remember how old he was. 8 or 9. I don't remember. Anyway, by far the youngest one in the class. And the instructor at this YMCA, his name was Bella. And he was literally this big Hungarian. He had been the coach of the Hungarian Olympic fencing team. And so you can't understand him hardly because he had a very thick accent, very big mustache. I mean, he was like your tip, like caricature of what you almost, you know, you're like, Bella. And he kept asking me, I mean, we started, whatever, we're just sitting there, I'm watching, whatever. And he would ask me the first month or so, or okay, he just kept asking me, how old is he? How old is he? And I'd tell him whatever it was and, oh, okay. Anyway, Thatcher was pretty good, is what I'm going to say. I think he was very surprised at how young, and because he was very good. And it got to where he even invited him to stay for the advanced class afterwards, like free, to just work with the advanced students a little bit. So, you know, in my mind, I'm kind of going,
I'd be on the Hungarian.
I could be on a Hungarian Olympic team. But, you know, I'm like, where could this lead? Like,
yeah,
he's good. He's got some problem. You've got this person who's really recognizing and letting, you know, and I was just like, wouldn't that be crazy? Like, I just wanted him to do it because he liked to play with swords and stuff. So I was like, Anyway, so it was going on. And at some point, and then we started Avery a little bit too. She started a little bit. But anyway, at some point, not too much longer, Thatcher didn't want to do it anymore. He didn't have a bad, I mean, I asked him because I'm like, it was the one time I was kind of like, it disappointed me, but not, I wasn't disappointed in him. I just was like, oh, you
this
might
be something. Yeah.
You might be really good at this. And this might be something that would be worth carrying on. You know, and are you sure? And he was, you know, youngish. I don't even know why. He just was tired of going, you know, and doing that. And, you know, and anyway, but I remember it was that one of those exact moments of, okay, you know, okay, we did that. It was a good experience. He learned some things and now he's not wanting to do that. And I need to
let go.
I need to listen because it's just an activity. It's not a, you know. So I tell those two kids, and it was at the time, it was right at the time period where there was that brother sister fencers from America college. And I was like, y'all could have been them. Y'all too, if you'd stuck with it, I could have been in an Olympics. But no, you selfish kids didn't. They're like, Mom, settle down. I'm like, okay.
Calm down, Ollie.
Calm down. All right. On that note, you look like you're getting your recipe out.
I'm pulling it up.
Excellent.
Let's see. And this one is on purpose. You ready?
Okay. I am.
Cinco de Mayo is coming. This is a basic thing. But, you know, everybody, I think, now is on board with how bad the preservatives are and things and all of that. So, in light of Cinco de Mayo and in memory of Taco and the meltdown that Holly's been having over Taco, I'm going to tell you how to make your own homemade taco seasoning.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't have to have it out of a packet.
The taco seasoning?
Taco Chewini.
That's what we're naming it. The king of the Mexican Chewini taco seasoning?
You're going to have to text me how you want to spell Chewini.
Okay, I'll look. Oh, I'm on it.
Okay. All right, so you're going to need a tablespoon of chili powder, 2 teaspoons of cumin. Now, if I'm honest, I 3 teaspoons is 1 tablespoon. I usually just use a tablespoon of cumin too.
Oh, God.
For me, that's the real Mexican.
That's what tastes like it to me too. Yeah.
That's the thing. So a teaspoon of paprika. I like to use the smoked paprika.
Mm.
A teaspoon of salt, or you can use just really fine sea salt. You just don't want it chunky.
Okay.
Okay. Teaspoon of ground black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon of onion powder, 1/2 teaspoon of oregano, and 1 pinch of red pepper flakes. Look, I promise you, you probably all have everyone.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, this is so easy. Yeah.
And you just mix it up, and then you're not getting those packets or that stuff, all the whatever
preservatives and stuff they got in there. Yeah.
Yes.
Dextrose and whatever all.
Yeah. You're going to mix. Look, you're just going to mix all that up. And actually, if you make a whole bunch of it, you can store it for up to 6 months.
Okay. So, put it in an airtight, even a canning jar or something, if you out of the light, I assume, just dark and cool.
Yep. Just like you your spices. Yeah. Yep. And that's it, y'all.
You guys, I think you all should make this for a little, you should all make batches of this and put them in little cute jars and give them to your friends for Taco Day on Cinco de Mayo. You should be ready to gift this for National Chewini Taco Day.
Should I send Linda Vonderbrugge?
Oh, don't think I'm not making her a card. It's coming. And I'm signing your name on it. I already told you that because he will never be forgotten.
Taco Tuesday.
And it's on Tuesday this year, you guys. Cinco de Mayo is on Taco Tuesday this year. So if that's not a sign from above, I don't know what is.
Taco.
You guys, they're like, are you okay? Excellent. Okay, good recipe. Are you ready for my top three?
Top three.
I am.
Okay. Get my paper. Okay. The first one is a makeup item. We haven't had a makeup item in a while. This is by L'Oreal. It's their Age Perfecting Radiant Serum Foundation. And it's in a tube. You can get it at some Walmarts, some Walgreens, some, whatever. I'm sure you can order it on Amazon or whatever. This is one of the best foundations I've used. It's a really good one. Again, I really like that. I've talked about a few other kind of tinted foundation, kind of serum-y things in the past that I've liked. And this is very much like that. It just leaves a really good, I do like kind of a dewy finish. I mean, I powder down where I need to, but it's also got it's got hydrating serum, vitamin B3, so it's got some good skincare stuff in it. It just goes on really nice. I just use my hands. You can use a brush or whatever, but it's better just to kind of put it on. And it just looks really good and it's really easy. It's kind of more designed for, as it says, age perfecting, but anyone could use it. And it's got
old ladies
be needing this because you don't want stuff settling in. You want it to be, and it's got an SPF. I thought it said 30, but somewhere on the link, I'll that I'll give you. I thought it said 50, so now I'm not sure. So it's got a little sunscreen, you know, in there as well, which to me, that's what I want also in these kind of serum, just because you just can't do enough protecting. So it goes on really nice. I love it. Number two, everyone's probably already known about this. This was just sort of new to me, and I've been trying in the battle of the getting more protein. Did you know that there's protein pasta?
I did not either.
Okay, maybe this is newer and I'm not. There is protein pasta. Barilla makes one. There's other ones. And I got some and made it the other night with our chicken breast and our marinara sauce. And it's just a good, it has a slightly different taste, like, you know, just slightly though. Not, I don't think it's bad at all. I think it tastes good. But I'm like, I can't remember how much it has, but it definitely has extra protein and extra fiber than the regular pasta. And I'm like, I mean, because you just, to try to get, again, we're having to do protein like it's our full-time jobs. And, you know, you avoid, we don't really eat a lot of pasta anymore and stuff, but I was like, because I don't really like to cook, as you all know, I'm done cooking. But that's easy. And I can do a good piece of our good meat of some kind, a good sauce, and have that as a base. And I'm still, we're getting protein and added fiber and lower sugars than most pastas. So I've been, I thought that was a little bit of a game changer. Or if you've got kids too, like, mm-hmm. I just felt like it was a good, kind of like an amazing thing because we all love pasta. So protein pasta. And then the last thing on my top three today is a commercial. It's an ad that I saw this last week that has brought me endless amounts of joy. I saw it on YouTube or Instagram, you know, something. Probably YouTube. Yeah, I think it was on YouTube. And I will send the, I will give you the link to post and you will have to go look at it yourself. It's an ad for Old Spice deodorant and stuff or whatever, mostly I guess deodorant. And Joni, it's a take on Boys to Men song, We Come to the End of the Road, and it's three moms. It's like a music video with these three moms and the son is getting in a car with his girlfriend and he's like, just you and me, babe. Bye, mom. And like he's leaving his mom with the girlfriend and they are singing this song, this rendition of the, for those of you who don't know, of course, you should be ashamed because Boys to Men, one of the best groups of all time, one of my all-time favorites. And their song, End of the Road, they've changed all the words. And so it's like, how does it go? Old Spice turned our boys to men. Oh, we've come. And they're just jamming to the end of the road of adolescence. And I can't let go. It's unnatural how you... Look how tall you are. It's Old Spice's fault. I mean, it's the most hilarious. And all through the video, they show clips of the boy spraying under his arms with his Old Spice.
Yeah.
And they even have like the plaid tops and they're on top of the roof. Just like I went back and watched the video of Boys to Men because I'm like, I think that's literally from their video. Yeah. So it's this parody of this whole video. And these moms are hilarious. Yeah. And they're very mad at Old Spice for making their boys smell too good and growing into men.
Boys to Men.
Boys to Men. Uh-huh. It's one of the cleverest ads I've seen. It like this would have been Super Bowl status ad. Like this should have been a Super Bowl because they're all so bad now.
They are so bad.
They're just not even funny. This was clever.
Well, now I just wish that we could go back to the days where there were some things we just did not talk about.
Yes, that's true. There's a lot we shouldn't be talking about in ads.
I mean, I'm just like, for real? You just showed that on TV. What? You were talking, oh my gosh.
Oh my.
Yes.
I know. I feel that really, I do.
I would like to even go back to the day. Remember when they would do like those 24-hour bra ad things? And the women would have to put a bra on over their shirt. I would like to go back to those days.
Yeah. Yes.
And that was scandalous. I mean, even putting the bra on.
Even showing that that's what it looked like underneath.
Yeah. That was scandalous.
Yeah, that really was. I forgot all about that. The Ogilvy 24 bra. It was Ogilvy bras or something like that.
I don't know.
They were hideous. But anyway, it's fine. They did do that.
Some of those bras looked like just horns.
Like body armor. I don't know what was going on. Those 50s bras. Like,
yeah.
Well, they had heart, and you'd go up to hug some of those big women in the church and you'd take an eye out. You'd hit your head on there and you're like, what you got going on in there? I don't know, you guys. Thank goodness we don't have that anymore.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Well, guys, it's been a delight. Once again, it's been a delight being here with you. It's almost May, I guess, by the time. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know, right? You're almost done, Joni. You can do it. You're almost there. So we hope you guys have a good end of the school year. If you've got kiddos or yourself, if you're, you know, in school or doing whatever, hope you have a really good end of year. Continue to get towards the end of the year. And until next week, goodbye, Pellet.
See you, Patch.
Oh, I didn't change my patch on Sunday. Dang it.
Gosh.
That's why I'm cranky. No, I'm not cranky, though. I'm really good. I got to remember to do that. Oh, gosh. It's just been too busy.
Sticker, like with your heartworm medication sticker on
the sticker on the calendar. Hey, that's not a bad idea. I do. I need a little happy sticker.
Yeah. A happy sticker.
Smiley. I do have stickers. I think I'll do that.
Remember those stamps we used to have, like in kindergarten? You get a smiley face on your your paper.
Yes. We were so motivated by stickers and stamps.
Stars. Those little star stickers.
Oh my! Oh yeah, and the different colors meant different things too.
Yes, and if I got a star sticker, I was somebody.
Kids nowadays would be like, sticker? You did all that for a sticker? We hold out for a pack of gum, and we're like. Stickers were exciting.